Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Think big. Think positive. Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It's Monday. It's May 21st, 2018. And let's hope we get lucky. My internet is down, except I have a hotspot. And it is working lovingly right now, and let's hope that continues throughout the show, ladies and gentlemen. My little hotspot. All right. Hope you had a good weekend. As I told you, I'm heading to Europe. I got some business. And what I do is I do the business over holiday weekends. So I'm heading to Milan, where I have a couple of things I have to do. And, of course, since I've never been there, I'm going to check the place out and then head north to Clooneyville and go up to Lake Como and check that out for a couple of days. So wish you could join me. That's all I can tell you. Next Monday, I believe, is Memorial Day. I better get that right. Ladies and gentlemen, we pride ourselves in telling you when we're wrong. We believe when wrong, be wrong quick and be wrong small. Of course, we also tell you when we are right. And man, oh man, a couple things come into fruition, just proving us right once again. First off, let's start with the market today. It gapped up like 300, finished up 300 overnight. What happened? Exactly what we told you would happen. There is no trade war. The Trump administration has backed off. They'll probably get a couple little things from China, and that's the end of the whole trade brouhaha, as they say. And why is that happening, ladies and gentlemen? Let's see, it's May, June, July, August, September, October, November. They do not want anything going wrong in the markets. They do not want anything going wrong with the economy. And they do not want to, I think I can say this word, piss off any voting bloc out there. And I have heard the farmers have been pretty upset. Well, now they're going to be happy. So that's over and done with. And we said it on TV 50 times. And that's it. I don't even know why they started in the first place. Next, we also told you, we told everybody on the tube, that the day Donald Trump won the primary, the fix was in. And we had no idea to what extent, but the fix was in. the head of the Democratic National Committee gave debate questions to Hillary Clinton, and the media ducked it and forgot about it. Imagine if it was the Republican National Committee head giving it to Donald Trump. That's how we look at everything. Imagine if it was somebody else. Well, we told you the fix was in because something didn't seem right. And we've been hearing little things from Trump himself saying he thinks he was surveilled and he was made fun of by the media. And of course, there's a select few on the left that were in the Obama administration. No, 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 no. You know who, right? Clapper, Comey, Brennan, and all these people. Well, yes, 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 but you know what they're now saying? Oh, but it was to protect them. No, I'm not making this up. So let me let you know, as somebody who can't stand any of them, that doesn't drink the water of anybody, does not drink the Kool-Aid for Trump, has ripped them as often as I complimented him, there leave no doubt that directed from up high, there was surveillance on this administration, and it was all about the election. It had nothing to do with anything else because they didn't know anything. And just so you know, for surveillance, you have to have some pretty damn good proof so you can go ahead and do that and get approved by these things, the FISA courts and all that. This came from up high. This came from Obama and the Obamaites. It was all about Hillary Clinton and winning the election. And we are finding it out in spades. The New York Times actually had to report it as being true, but it was for Donald Trump's own good. And by the way, now there's nothing wrong with it. Now I bring this up to you. Gary, what the hell does that have to do with my money? Well, these are the people that brought you $9 trillion of debt over the 8 years of Obama administration. So is there any reason to believe they wouldn't do any of this? They're not good people. They use the government for their ends. Means to the ends. And my favorite thing is while I'm driving into work today on that nightmare called I-4, I turned on the Communist News Network. They were interviewing this Clapper guy, and he was and they didn't actually ask him, but Clapper, you said on 100 occasions this did not happen, but now we know it did happen. What happened? They didn't ask him that. All it was about was, this is nothing, and they wouldn't do it if not, and all this, that, and the other thing. So we go back to the first question. Imagine if this was done to President Hillary Clinton, what would be going on? They would be carving up the Justice Department, the FBI. They'd be shredding them to death. But no, now they're the good guys because Donald Trump is the bad guy. Thus, and one other note, you know this Mueller guy? I don't know him from Adam. Could be the greatest thing since sliced bread. Maybe he's a good guy. I don't know. They're all mad at Trump for ripping him on a daily basis. Anybody remember Ken Starr and what the media and the Democrats did to Ken Starr when he was investigating Bill Clinton? They might as well have given him a daily colonoscopy. What do you mean, might as well? They did. So again, the fix was in. The fix is in. The fix is going to be in as we move forward. And that is not to... Listen, Donald Trump and his administration, his campaign, hired some nefarious dudes. That Manafort dude didn't like him since day one. I told you that. Other people guilty of some things. This Michael Cohen... In my world, we call him a schmendrick, but maybe a criminal schmendrick, an influence peddling schmendrick. But of course, he's nothing. He is a fly on an elephant's arse compared to the influence peddling of the Clintons, but they get the pass also. So just remember, ladies and gentlemen, the fix was in, the fix is in, the fix is going to be in no matter what. I can foresee all kinds of crap coming out within 60 days of the election on purpose. And we'll move forward. We'll move forward. So quite the interesting day on both fronts. Especially this trade thing. Boom. Market up 300. There was never going to be a trade war. And China's not going to do squat. They'll move 5 to 10% of the way towards us. Trump will call it a win. And on to the election in November. Which, by the way, the Socialist Party is running based on we're going to raise your taxes. Wow. 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 So up next, that Dow up 300. We'll do the market wrap. The movers of the day. The news of the day. Anything else we want to cover? Oh, yeah. Quite the article on cryptocurrencies. Quite the article. Hope you have been listening. I hope you will continue to listen as we move forward. As cryptomania, not so good. So up next, as stated, market wrap and all that other stuff. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This would be the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
During Mental Health Month this May, the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs is encouraging everyone to create a positive conversation about mental health so that people are more willing to reach out and get the care they need to live a healthier and happier life. VA Director of Innovation and Collaboration for the Office of Mental Health and Suicide Prevention, Dr. Wendy Tenhula.
Mental Health Month is an opportunity for us to educate everyone about mental health conditions and about treatments that are available. It's important for people to know that there are different treatment options available, that they really can help, and that they can lead to significant improvements in people's quality of life. For the month of May, VA has launched a campaign, Mental Health Means a Stronger You, to focus on that connection between reaching out for support and the positive outcomes that can result from that. Together, we can change the conversation and change how people view and respond to mental health conditions, not just for veterans, but for our entire country.
Visit maketheconnection.net to learn more.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473, 800-245-0473, 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
Well, the hot spot is still holding up, ladies and gentlemen. This is good news. Thanks for being here. This is in Investor's Edge. As we mentioned, market gapped up today on the news that there will be no trade war. Duh. And usual suspects had a very good day. Duh. Our job is to figure it out, ferret it out, and we will go through it one by one, little by little, piece by piece, inch by inch. So let's get going. Time for today's market wrap. Brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. Investment-models.com. By the way, tonight is the last night you can get 2 months free of his newsletter. Go to Jim at RixIndex.com, RIXINDEX.com. Email him. He'll set you up at investment-models.com. On the day, and I'll go through the whole thing. Dow is up 298, S&P 20, NASDAQ 39, NASDAQ 139, Sox up 14. Transports 136, advanced declines 23 to 10 on the New York, 18-12 on the NASDAQ. What was interesting was I'm always intrigued by moves in the market during the day sometimes. The NASDAQ was really reversing badly. The semis were reversing badly. And then, like, poof, out of nowhere, just so you know, and I've seen this before, but it's not often, the NASDAQ went up 14 NASDAQ points in 15 seconds. Somebody pressed a button on a big amount of NASDAQ types, and poof. No, really. So after trying to reverse pretty hard, it was down to 73.69 on the NASDAQ. You finished at 73.94, up 39. So it was up 70-something at one time, then only 14, so better close on the day. Of note, and let's just, you know, work through it. The Dow and S&P have been the weaklings, but the Dow edged above mid-range today. Just letting you know, of the range. Did that make any sense? The S&P 500 hasn't done it as of yet. The NASDAQ, pretty much sitting for the last 6 days near those, underneath the highs, but near these highs. Go look and see what I'm talking about, okay? The transports. This one is interesting. if you go look at the transports, it broke a smidgen above the highs. Remember I told you about it last week? The highs of late February, early March, and mid-April. Go see what I'm saying. You'll see what I'm talking about. But still 5-6% below the highs of January. The semiconductors, which we're reversing, just this little wicked range of the last 6-7 days. Still a lot of work to be done. How's that? The Russell 2000, though, is the grand poobah right now. And that's closed the new high ground, new yearly high. Small caps winning the day this second. In fact, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 out of the last 13 days are up on the small caps. Not a big, but still up 12 out of the last 13 days. As mentioned, of note, semiconductors. Micron was up 2 today after the close. They announced a $10 billion buyback, up another 2. Most other semis were up, but NVIDIA was down 2. That's still a little bit on the weak side. Oil prices up again. Oil stocks green. The financials green today, but nothing really going on there. In the Dow, Boeing up 12 and change. It's 80-some-odd Dow points. And Boeing looks like it's emerging out of this base that it's been in for multiple weeks. Let's count them. Since mid-February. Volume heavy today, and that has something to do with the lack of trade war. Only Merck and Johnson were down in the Dow today. Bigger gainers were, as mentioned, Boeing. $3 gainers were Caterpillar and United Health. $2 gainers, United Tech. Dollar gainers, Apple, American Express, Chevron. By the way, American Express looks like it's trying to come out of range. Oh, by the way, Home Depot is up $2. IBM, J.P. Morgan, Microsoft, Travelers, and that's it. I want to mention Google because there was a scathing 60 Minutes piece on Google, and one could think you're coming in today, oh, that's not good for the stock. It was up 14 today. No, really, it was up 14 today. And just a pretty decent tone. I don't have much to complain about at all, except that it was much higher early. The NASDAQ was up in the 70s and got down to only up 14, which indicates distribution, but had that romp at the end of the day out of nowhere with the pixie dust. I didn't see really anything on the breakdown front. The bond market was flat today. Nothing happened there. Those worst areas, like real estate, utilities, and housing, bounced a little bit, but nothing, no great shakes. New highs picked up a wee bit, but I can promise you a ton of them are just oils, big and small, which are stretched and extended to the upside and in dire need of pulling back. And that's it. That is the generalization of this Monday's market. Oh, the WWE was up 6 today to $57. They announced that their SmackDown show will be moving from USA Today on Tuesday to Live on Friday on Fox. And supposedly they got some big cheese out of it. One of the strongest stocks in the market right now, WWE. I still remember where people were complaining when Vince McMahon decided to do his own WWE network. The smartest move in history by the man. And they are just all cylinders, as they say right now. And internationally, man, oh man, oh man, they are dug. I'm not so thrilled about some of the storylines lately, but that's because I'm a maniacal professional wrestling fan. Anyway, WWE up another 6 today after a good move last week on some darn good numbers. And by the way, I did mention the transports. Watch them too. So again, I really can't complain too much. Maybe about the lunch I had today, but that's about it. A little undercooked. They beat Arizona. Sorry. I know my Phoenix are filled. Yes, baseball. Up next, more on the markets. Movers of the day. And wait till you hear about this article on cryptocurrencies. Quite the interesting. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Shop Lowe's Memorial Day savings and kick off your summer projects early. Add beautiful color to pots and garden beds and save with 12-pack select annuals, now two for $16. And grow beautiful flowers and delicious veggies with Stay Green Garden Soil. Four bags are just $10. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid 5/16 through 5/23. While supplies last, selection varies by location. U.S. only, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV on your time.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable double bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Biz Talk Radio. You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. By the way, I got some emails from you all complaining that I was blaming Barack Obama for the shootings at the schools. You're all insane. I did not blame Obama. I blame nobody. The only person to blame is the stupid shooter. What I did say is he's a hypocrite. That's all. He did nothing about guns for 8 years, and now all of a sudden he's coming out, oh, we got to do something about guns, yeah. The guy was the freaking president of the United States, the leader of the free world for 8 years, 2 years of unfettered power, can do whatever the hell he wanted to. Anything. Did nothing. But now we got to do something about guns. Hypocrites! And of course, Hillary, the influence peddler, Clinton was out also. Got to do something about guns. This woman is so lucky she is not in jail for life. I don't even know where to start. Anyway, don't be a doofus when you email me, please. Let's segue a little bit, and then we'll get back into the markets in a minute, or in a few minutes. Wall Street Journal. Hundreds of cryptocurrencies show hallmarks of fraud. Hundreds of technology firms raising money in the fevered market for cryptocurrencies are using deceptive or even fraudulent tactics to lure investors. In a review of documents produced for 1,450 digital coin offerings, the Wall Street Journal has found 271 with red flags that include plagiarized investor documents, promises of guaranteed returns or missing or fake executive teams. Do I need to go further? Just so you know, whenever there's a mania, the crooks come out of the woodwork. They're like, you know, when you turn the lights off and the roaches come out of the cupboard. Sometimes they do it in daylight, sometimes the dark of night. By the way, investors have poured more than $1 billion into the 271 coin offerings with a journal-identified red flags. That's how stupid people are. Some of the firms are still raising funds while others have shut down. Investors have already claimed losses of up to $273 million in these projects. And by the way, they're not getting a dime back. Companies use coin offerings to raise funds by selling their own digital currency. It's a scam. Led by the Bitcoin fee of the 1,450 projects analyzed, the number believed to encompass most of those aimed at an English-speaking audience since 2014, they've raised at least $5 billion. That's $5 billion down the drain. Recently, the Securities and Exchange Commission issued warnings to investors that many deals in the booming private market for cryptocurrencies could be violating securities laws. Duh. Since December, the agency has filed civil charges against companies and individuals in four separate cases involving initial coin offerings. At least a dozen companies put their offerings on hold. At the heart of the most coin offerings is a company's white paper, a document that typically details mission statements. You know what the mission statement is? You give me, I take ye. How do you people not understand this? Wherever there's a mania, the scum comes out. Remember in 99? The mania? The scum came out. You know who the scum was? The major league investment banks that brought anything public with a pulse because it said .com at the end of their name. They scammed you, and not one of them gets in trouble. Why? Because in the prospectus, it says things like, this company sucks, It is completely 1,000% risky. It may or may not be a going concern. It has massive amount of debt. The CEO has been in jail for 20 years and just got out. And the stock would come out at 30 bucks and open at 70. Now, of course, I'm making fun and being sarcastic, but that's basically what it does say, these prospectuses. Without the sarcasm, of course. So these companies don't even have really any regulatory body. They answer to nobody except your dollar, which goes bye-bye. You see, once they gather your money, instead of eating lettuce and tomato sandwiches, they're out at Nobu till 1 a.m. in the morning sucking down 20 different dishes. Of course, then they're on their JetSmarter flight to Europe. And they're gone. And it's amazing in this day and age how you can go on, the web and Google how to do brain surgery. That people don't take that one little next step when they give $100,000 to one of these scam cryptocurrency people to see who's involved and to see where the money's going. It's amazing to watch. And in case you don't know, these coins have been dead in the water. They topped out with that nice little Eiffel Tower move, sucking you in. CNBC spent their days 24/7 yelling and screaming, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, and then still sucking you in. And they're still out there. They're doing symposiums, gatherings, get-togethers, crypto this, crypto that, the next big thing, and they're dead. Some of these currencies are down 90%. The only reason why Bitcoin isn't down 90% from here is 80% owned by a few people. And they're not going to cut off their nose to spite their face. You know what? I hate cliches. Why did I even say that? So you all be smart, okay? Plenty you've been thanking me about those stocks. Those so I don't get sued, questionable companies that made iced tea or fruit juices or cigars that decided to change their name to being fintech, coinish, blockchainish, and have nothing. They had bupkis, and a bunch of them went up tenfold in a couple of days, buried you in there, and now have stopped trading and will never ever trade again. Let that be a lesson from me to you. It is a minefield out there. I told you the story about this prospect who called me up, said $4 or $5 million from this, that, and the other thing. Turns out this person gave them $400,000 to get the few million bucks. And of course, those people are gone. She fell for it. The royal scam. Steely Dan. And it's amazing. 2018, people fall for it. Somebody you don't know gets you on the phone and tells you you're getting $5 million. But send me $5,000. And you do it. And then you have to send them another $10,000. And then you end up in the web because these people have gone to school on how to school you. So if you're in your church or in your temple and somebody approaches you based on your religion, and that they're buying cigarettes in Maine and selling them in California and making 80% on the money, and you too can be a part of it. And I'm doing it because, hey, we're here. We're in the same church. We're in the same temple. We pray together. God is watching over us. No. 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 That person is out to rip you off. So what you need to do is once you're outside of the church or outside of the temple, punch them in the nose. Give them a bloody nose. If that's not enough, punch them in the eye. Give them a black eye. If that's not enough, there's a certain place where a nice foot planted probably does the job. Because nobody's that nice to just give you 80% on your money because they sell cigarettes in one state or another. And that goes for the people that tell you won the Mega Millions jackpot, the ones that tell you owe the IRS money, and if you don't pay them now, they're coming to arrest you. And, of course, that goes for the lottery or the scratch-offs, the biggest scam in history, brought to you by our government who can't balance the books. Those miserable failures. I love those people. Do you realize our government is the biggest criminal organization in the history of the world? Gotti's, Gambino's, Al Capone, Bonnie and Clyde, squat. Our government is the greatest robber in history. Up next, back to the market. Yeah, I know. I'm Gary. This is the one only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Biz Talk Radio. You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, now. Go.
Action! Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaum.
Well, looks like my hotspot is still working. Yippee. And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. Just so you know, I'm not here to berate. I'm just here to give a dose of reality, ladies and gentlemen. Imagine all the hours you spent to earn the money you earned. And let's go one further. Keep the money that you keep after you earned, especially on how many taxes and all that other caca is out there. You just don't want to give it up so easy. That's all. And believe me, greed is a very interesting emotion that makes people do crazy things. And I am determined, I can't control you, but I can certainly just give you a dose of education. And whenever I see an article like that, and it solidifies my thoughts and puts a stamp on everything I've been telling you, we're gonna tell you again. I don't care what these geniuses are telling you on these coins. They're worth nothing. They're only worth what somebody's willing to pay. There's no economic value whatsoever. And I must tell you, it is demoralizing that some of these big firms are actually getting involved in the trading of them. And the only reason they're doing that is because they're just bookies. You know, they make money on the buys and sells and whatever. But where's the principles? Where are the principles? I mean, why don't you just trade dog crap? Seriously. I'm going to bid it up. Trade it. I really hope these coins go to zero very quick so we can get this over and done with. Now, that doesn't mean this blockchain thing doesn't work, but screw this coin thing. Do you realize, like, everybody's putting coins together now? I mean, it's like I read every day, oh, this an island's doing their... What do you mean you're doing your own coin? Why don't you just get out a game of Monopoly and do Monopoly money? You don't need to make up your own coin. Just use Monopoly money. And if you want to know what I mean by an Eiffel Tower, just go look at what Bitcoin did from, we'll call it mid-November to the top in mid-December, and you can see where it is now. Looks like the Eiffel Tower. It's a very rare picture. Very rare. Movers of the day. As mentioned, Google up 14, Boeing up 12, AutoZone up 12, Amazon up 11. Amazon's just sitting tight right now. Just what you want to see in the stock. Tesla 7 was up 12. Here's another scam, and I'm not making this up. Stocks at 284 today, up 7. An analyst raised this target from 475 to 500. Really? Why would you do that? Oh, that's right, because the stock's sinking hard, and your boss came over to you and said, can get this stock juiced up here? We got people in it. Oh, you don't think that happens? Why would an analyst raise a target from 475 to 500 on a stock that's sitting at 270? Not hard to figure out. Netflix up 7. Looks like it's going to try and edge out here. World Wrestling Entertainment, as mentioned, 6 or more, WW Grainger. Credit Acceptance, Arista Networks, 5 or more, Market Tax S, Roper Tech, MB Financial, that is a buyout by Fifth Third. FedEx up 5, trying to round out a base here. FedEx looks like the transport index, let's put it that way. Go overlay the transport index with FedEx. ASML Holdings, Wynn Resorts, BlackRock, 4 or more, Palo Alto Networks, NordSun, Intuitive Surgical, Align Tech, Little Fuse as opposed to Big Fuse, Lam Research, FactSet Research, Snap-on Tools, O'Reilly Automotive, United Rentals, Old Dominion Freight Lines. Writing that one down too. Lockheed Martin with the threes, Medfast, Becton Dickinson. I can tell we're not going to have time for the downside today. Domino's Pizza delivers. That's setting up well, by the way, also. Just remember, I love tight action where stocks in an uptrend and then just stops dead in its tracks and just sits tight day in and day out, week in and week out. That is bullish and is just waiting for the buyers to show up again to break it out again. I got a few names that are doing it right now. Energizer Holdings, the bunny, Parker Hannifin, United Health, that's in the Dow, setting up pretty well, General Dynamics, Stanley, Black and Decker, I hear they have some cool tools, Sherwin-Williams, good carpet, Caterpillar, IPG Photonics, Cooper Company, Decker's Outdoor, really? Deer, yes, Deer, Broadcom, two or more, Illinois Tillworks, China Oil, Raytheon, better day for the defense stocks, everybody likes a good war, Equinix, Simon Property Group, United Tech, Skyline, WD-40, almost done, meaning my music's going to play, Lennox International, 3M in the Dow, and Alibaba needs to break above 200, that looks pretty tight also. There's some nice tight action, a bunch of names. Alliance Data Systems, TransDime, Moody's Corp, L3 Tech, and I know it's going to happen any second. That is your ever popular over-the-top movers of the day. We are going to not do any on the downside here because I don't know if there was a lot of downside today. No big deal. So good gap up today. A couple of times tested a little reversal, especially on the NASDAQ, but good close. No complaints. Still range-bound except for the Russell 2000. I suspect there's some more time and price, but who knows. Have a great evening. Drive carefully. When you get home, do like we do. Simple procedure. Make sure you hug your children. Good night, all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.